Now, there are big moves for Meridian's green hydrogen energy project in Southland that we've seen today. Meridian Energy has chosen the Australian oil and gas giant Woodside as their preferred partner to develop the plant. Managing editor of Business Desk, Patrick Spally's with us. Evening, Patrick.
Hi, Heather.
Woodside wasn't the one we were expecting, was it?
Well, it certainly wasn't the one I was expecting. I thought that Fortescue Metals, the company run by Andrew Twiggy Forrest, as he's known, in Western Australia would make the cut because they have a lot more ambition. They've certainly talked a lot more about wanting to do green hydrogen. But my understanding is that when Fortescue started talking to Meridian and Contact Energy, and Contact actually dropped out of this project today, when they first started talking, the one thing that Meridian and Contact found was that it was like talking to Rio Tinto, who've been running the Tiwai Point aluminium smelter for the last 40-something years, maybe 50 years now. And basically they said, there's absolutely no way we want to write another contract with an ugly Australian company that behaves badly. So I think that actually has almost been a cultural choice to some extent, Woodside behaved better.
In what way was it like talking to another Rio Tinto, did they say?
Well, you know, it's hardly a secret that Rio Tinto, while they are now doing, I think doing actually a pretty reasonable attempt to change their corporate culture, Rio has always been really hard-nosed. They have, if you think about the history of the smelter here, their modus operandi has been to dangle the closure of the smelter in front of politicians, usually the time that affects an election outcome, and said, give us a cheap price for the electricity. Mm. And then they've always been only prepared to sign up for a short period of time. Now, what's changed is trying to change their ways, because companies can't behave like that with such impunity these days. But also, I've realised that aluminium, or in the case of this other project, hydrogen made from renewable energy, is actually, it's low carbon. It's they can probably get a premium for it on international markets, and it's the way the world's moving. So they're now talking about signing a contract out to maybe, close to 2050 for the smelter. And one of the things that's happened today as a result of that, I think, really is that the developers of this green hydrogen idea are starting to realise that if the smelter's going to stay, it's going to be hard to build a really big piece of kit to do green hydrogen. And I suspect that that's why Contact Energy has walked away. It'll probably be a smaller plant. And having said that, though, we're a long way from actually putting spades in the ground. They've all agreed now to spend another $50 million deciding how and whether to build it. But it's progress. And if you think about it, it's a bit like a Think Big project, but instead of the government putting the money in, it's large Australian and Japanese companies which are stopping up the change.
Which always makes you feel a lot more comfortable about it. Patrick, thank you for that. Appreciate it. It's good to talk to you. Patrick Smalley, Business Desk Managing Editor.